The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. I would like to take a moment and extend my gratitude to all of the veterans who are listening today. Your sacrifice for my freedom will always be appreciated. I think we all can agree that we are grateful. Advance happy Veterans Day and welcome to the Pointing You Home show. Thank you for always tuning in. If you've missed any of our shows, you can look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio, and for the Seniors Solutions section, do the same. Look us up at Seniors Solutions on Spotify or iHeartRadio. And if you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. So U.S. housing starts fell. They tumbled from a more than 12-year high in September, but single-family home construction rose for a fourth straight month. Now, when you hear those two juxtaposed, it seems a little bit confusing. We're talking about building of new homes tumbling from a more than 12-year high, but single-family home construction rising. Quite honestly, it's kind of confusing for me, too. Housing starts were declining 9.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.256 million. Okay, and that is different. That is a drop from the absolute high of 12 years in September. So is that a major concern? Frankly, when I see stats like this and I hear stats, it all sounds like gobbledygook to me unless I see it over a period of time and I recognize that there's a general trend. So we'll keep an eye on this. I'll keep you posted if we see a continuation of the fall of housing starts going forward. Back in 2017, the deal back in December that was struck in the House and the Senate, which brought a tax reform package through, created something called Opportunity Zones. Now, if you're not familiar with the term Opportunity Zone, an Opportunity Zone is an area that can be found all across the United States. Typically, it's an area of town where things just have not really been built up. Maybe they've been languishing over a long period of time, and the federal government has encouraged the redevelopment of those areas by giving tax breaks. For instance, there's a 10-year holding period where if a buyer buys a property, and let's say it's an apartment building, and keeps it for 10 years, they have to keep it for 10 years, they get tax benefits. Not only up front do they get tax benefits, but also capital gains benefits when they sell the property later. That brings a consistency of growth over a 10-year period within these opportunity zones. But one of the major zone opportunity funds was created by a guy named Scaramucci, which we probably heard of him in the news. Anyway, Scaramucci, his $3 billion opportunity zone fund is now about $300 million. And this is really because I think there's a lack of understanding of the opportunity, or maybe perhaps there's a lack of understanding of Scaramucci. But I would encourage you, if you're listening today and you haven't considered looking at opportunity zones in the D.C. metro area, it's a good chance for you to invest with tax benefits, especially if you're going to unlock equity out of a commercial property and you want to avoid the capital gains on that and avoid capital gains on the property you're building or buying in an opportunity zone.
How could I be so wrong?
I reported a few weeks ago about Woodward High School not having an athletic stadium, and I want you to know that an article came out just on the 28th of October suggesting that by the time Woodward High School reopens in 2025, it's going to have an athletic stadium, apparently, and an auditorium and a second gymnasium. So originally we thought, and it was told to us, that there would be no athletic field at that high school, but that's not the case. And I think, you know, frankly, if you go to high school, you do expect to have a track. You do have a place to run, to do sports, whether it's soccer, football, and whatnot. So we're at that point in the year, and I've mentioned this on my real estate report last Thursday, Friday, that the market has turned a corner and we're getting homes ready to come up for sale. A very significant shift has taken place within Bright MLS, which will preclude our ability to promote our listings the quiet listings that you've heard me talk about. This is a tool we use at the Eric Stewart Group to promote our listings to generate off-market purchases. And we've used this specifically in three cases: for our hoarders, for our celebrities, and for those who have privacy concerns, most especially, though others have taken advantage of it as well. Here's how it works. We put a property into a listing agreement. We're getting it ready for springtime, but over the next 3 to 4 months, we will promote the property and potentially generate a buyer with a lower commission and at a higher price for the seller to walk away feeling like they just made out perfectly, because the house is typically not ready to be shown yet, so it's done personally, no lockbox, not in the computer, and so on. We created a few different systems for this, which included creating on our website a page where we talk about the properties that we have coming. Bright MLS has come out and said, no more off-market listings can be publicly facing. So we can no longer have a page on our website where we post our quiet listings specifically. Instead, we can announce, and I'm announcing that here, that we will continue to have properties that are not on the open market, but we're not going to be able to advertise those. You will need to contact us. And I don't see this as a completely negative thing. Yes, it does remove the public facing, but we have a reputation for having listings, and we have sellers who are in a position would prefer to sell without going on the open market, and they can take advantage of doing that through the process of our showing homes before they come out to the general public. Here's why Bright MLS did this. There is a concern afoot that sellers are being taken advantage of by real estate agents, and this is very much a possibility, where properties are listed, sold quietly off market, and the general market doesn't have a chance to know about it or jump in and compete on those properties, potentially driving the prices higher. Makes sense, right? How we are different is we list homes for a higher price than where the current market is in exchange for a non-competitive opportunity to consider it. And as long as the buyers are recognizing that they're paying an option price, they're paying a price that's above market value to get that up front, the seller does well. And like I say, we reduce the commission during that window. So it's definitely something Bright is trying to avoid. Many companies have created their own sort of inner networks that are public-facing, private exclusive pocket listings, things like this. By centralizing everything and keeping it through Bright MLS, it will secure the sellers. The majority of the sellers will be secure in their knowledge that the property is being exposed to the greatest number of prospective purchasers across the board, and that they're not going to walk away afraid that they may have left money behind. We will continue to offer the service to our clients, and we will continue to sell homes this way, but it will be done more discreetly, and it will be done off of a public-facing website. You have to contact us, in other words, and we appreciate the success we've had. And if you have questions about the quiet listing, how it works specifically, and how it can benefit you, give me a call today on my toll-free number at 800-900-9104. You can call me directly. If Grace picks up or one of the other team members pick up from our team when you call, they'll reroute you to me, and I'll talk to you and explain how this can work for you. Furthermore, if you're thinking about selling, please contact us today, because now is the time for us to get you ready for the spring. Timing trumps condition in February, so take this time to help. We can give you a strategy, bring our stager in and give you the tools you need, and even guide you through the right contractors to call. Contractors we make nothing from using, okay? These are people that we refer because of the quality of their work. We know that they're going to perform, and they answer to us in our processes of getting you ready. So if you're at that point, call us now. Call us right now at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104 to set up your listing appointment, whether you're in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia. We have offices in all three locations, and we can meet you and serve your needs. After our break, Helen Flynn is one of the team members. She's a delightful lady, and she is a seniors real estate specialist within our team. We'll discuss seller expectations as you're getting ready for the market. What are your expectations for how to prepare and pricing? And you'll find what she has to share very, very insightful. I love talking with Helen. Had a successful Tyson's Corner Marriott seminar last Saturday. Had one in Bethesda. We'll be having others this fall and in the springtime. Again, if you're thinking about getting ready, please take advantage of our free market evaluation. That's right. If you call us now, we will come out and spend an hour with you, walk through your home, and tell you what your home is worth and how we would represent you to sell your property. No gimmicks, no guaranteed buy. We guarantee to buy your home for 100% of the list price. I mean, who's going to sell their house really, who's going to sell their house to the open market to a buyer when they could just sell it to an agent who gives you 100%? Why go through the risk? Why go through the trouble? Makes no sense, right? Too good to be true? Absolutely. So look at it for what it is. Don't be taken advantage of by offers that are not clear and make sense and really serve your best interests, okay? Don't get caught up in that. Well, it's that time again, and Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon newspaper. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
And what do you have for us today?
Well, in our health section this month, there's an interesting story about the relationship between gums and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. They have found for some time that there's some connection between those who have chronic gum disease and developing dementia later in life. So they've been trying to figure out what the connection is. A study that was published earlier this year found that the presence of actually P. gingivalis, the bacteria that causes gingivitis, in the brains of Alzheimer's victims.
Oh.
Yes, right there. So they it's clear now that that bacteria does get into the brain somehow.
Huh.
And once it's there, they believe that it's this toxic enzyme that's produced by the bacterium, which may cause the tau tangles that are characteristic of the disease. So there's an interesting possibility here for improvement in treatment. If they can figure out a way to stop that enzyme from doing its thing, maybe they can actually roll back or prevent that kind of thing from happening. Of course, this is just early studies, but it's something of great interest. I thought it was worth talking about.
Do you think that that halitosis is maybe a potential indication, right? Isn't that like super bad breath? Wouldn't that be that would?
Well, that's an interesting connection. Yeah. I never thought of that before.
Because I think of my teachers in high school that had that, and you know, and I it was so pugnant.
Well, but gum disease can be actually very subtle. It can be way down deep below the gums, and you might not even. I mean, I've had some work on my gums as a result, but I had no idea I had it. My gums did not look bad to me. They were not bleeding. There was no anything going on. But they looked down further. They said there are pockets developing in the down to the very bottom of your tooth, and that suggests that's where bacteria can collect and cause trouble, so you need to have it worked on. So.
Stuart, I just got that postcard in the mail that it's time for me to get my teeth
cleaned.
Now
you know.
I'm going to pick up the phone and call today.
Have them check your gums.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
The Beacon Newspaper. Read about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. All right. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. I've got Helen Flynn coming back. Don't forget us at ericstewartgroup.com. You can listen to us anytime you want on Spotify. Look up Pointing You Home or Senior Solutions. Stay with me. I'll be right back.